So much fun had on The Breakfast Show each and every week, that is for sure. And I'm never one to let fun go unnoticed. And as we make our way into each and every weekend, on Friday, we always have a look back at the week that was on the show. Check it out.
The first day of March marked the start of autumn and the end of FebFit, which was the biggest month of health and fitness I have had for about 5 years. It was quite the journey.
I'm a little bit bugged at the moment, as you might imagine. First time in a long time, but feeling good. We've all got our reasons as to why we're doing this. I'm doing it for me and for my gang back at home. When I make promises, sometimes I can break them. When it comes to my health, I don't want to break them this time around. And I know you know exactly what that's like. Don't stop.
Over 300,000 steps and 11 kilos later, got it done. I caught up with Parramatta legend Nathan Hindmarsh to discuss just what the Eels need to do this year and who needs to stand up.
I probably would like to see a little bit more out of Moses because we know he's got it in him. It's just about having that confidence of taking the game by the scruff of the neck and really going on with it.
Go, Para! Go, Para. Sorry. Kids say the darndest of things, and after a few Saturday night wines, I did the stupidest of things myself. And naturally, that ends up being told to a kindergarten class.
My dad, he was brushing his teeth, but he accidentally put bum cream on his toothbrush and brushed it around, and he felt slippery.
Thanks, son. Thanks. Kiama's very own Ali Day won all six neutral grain Ironman races. Amazing!
Yeah, now I'm back. The goal heading into the Ironman series this year was just to win a couple of races and ultimately try to win the third series. But to win six races, and as I said, the goal was to win the series overall. And to do that, I'm just wrapped.
Australia lost a music industry legend in Michael Gudinski, who passed away at the age of 68. We reflected with the choir boys, Mark Gable.
You know, they call him the godfather of Australian rock and roll, and it was probably very apt. It is history, and without Michael, it wouldn't have happened.
From the COVID sign, as the vaccine rolls out, it was great to see that ViroClear is now a real thing. Yeah, spray it on and in 90 seconds, any traces of COVID-19 will disappear as opposed to the usual 10 minutes. This is going to be widespread by month's end. Very exciting. Did you see the infomercial for it during the week?
No more waiting for 10 minutes to use the handrail on the public toilet. Spray away and you're good to get up in 90 seconds.
I've been pushing my shopping trolley with my midriff and elbows. ViroClear has helped me use my hands again. Thanks, ViroClear.
Never before have I felt so safe to push the button at streetlights. It's great. One spray and I'm away.
I've been afraid of using public toilets, but now with ViroClear, I just can't wait to get in there.
It's ViroClear.
And that's the week that was on the 2ST Breakfast Show.